UK.
Like the one in me, that's okay. Let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shots. Why don't you hit me with your best shots?
That brings out the man in me. Ooh. I know I can help myself. You're all in the world.
Welcome, everybody. If you're wondering where those delectable tunes come from, those are the Mad Hatters, as well as the Tangled Up in Blues, the respectively men's and women's a cappella groups from UW-Madison. They're going to be joining the Maggie Dawes Show. You're not going to want to miss it. I could listen to a cappella all day, Anya. I mean, it's just, it's like catnip. I don't know. It calms me down. It feels good. They sing better than I could ever dream to. It's going to be such a treat to have a couple of people from each of those groups on air with us. How's it been going, Anya? Well, it's good to hear see you.
It's good to hear see you too.
And how was DC?
DC was amazing. My time there was brief, but my time there was spent well among about 290,000 other folks who rolled up to the march for Israel in Washington. There's so many words for it that I have no words for it.
Oh, I've had those moments myself. They're rare. I mean, granted, but I've had some of those overwhelming moments myself. Well, welcome back, friend.
Thank you. Welcome
back, friends of the Maggie Dawes Show. I missed y'all. I was wondering why I felt all like pent up inside. It was like, oh, it's because I'm not talking on the radio every day and telling people what I think about things. So it's good to be back. 844-967-2789. Also, special treat this hour, we're going to be joined by Civic Media's own Terry Barr. We're going to talk about what is local and overlooked in the news, things that you probably haven't heard about. Keep it locked in, everybody. You're not going to want to miss that. Also, coming up on Monday on the Maggie Dawes Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee Comptroller Aicha Sawa, who after one term announced just a couple weeks ago that she will be not seeking a second. As the first woman to ever be elected to citywide office, we're going to dig into exactly why she's decided to leave her post. Sure to be an interesting discussion. But let's get back to the topics du jour. I've been promising for quite some time that I would eventually do a read on Miss Nikki Haley. Because while she has appeared so utterly reasonable in these first Republican debates, and I think if everyone was hooked up to the truth serum, nearly all would agree that she has won the Republican debates to date. She is not a reasonable policymaker. She is not someone that I would feel comfortable if she were in the White House. One of the reasons is that she holds some pretty extreme positions that I think are actually being dictated by the far right when it comes to geopolitics and diplomacy and foreign relations. And so I had been sort of gathering my thoughts. I don't like to talk on things like that until I have sort of the completeness and all the complexities of someone's voting record and all kinds of things that they've said on the record about these sorts of things. But, you know, I love it when Sean Hannity just does all my work for me, because he was interviewing Nikki Haley on Fox and basically kind of asked her a red meat sort of question for the far right. And boy, did she take the bait. Listen to former ambassador to the UN, mind you, former ambassador to the United Nations. Here's what she has to say about multilateralism and geopolitical cooperation in the age of these most existential threats to humanity and peace in our time. This is Nikki Haley, just a day or two ago on Sean Hannity's show.
That is how corrupt that organization is. So my final lead-up question is this. Should America once and for all cut ties with all of these globalist organizations? And if you ever became president, would you do that?
If I become president, we will get out of the Human Rights Council. We would certainly not get back into the Paris Climate Agreement.
Would we get out of the U.N.?
We would get out of the World Health Organization. The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible. The only reason, Sean, you don't get out of the U.N. is we're one country of five that has a veto. And the number of things we were able to stop China, Russia, and Iran from doing with that veto matters. And so you keep bad things from happening. But we don't have to pay at the level that we're paying, and we don't have to be in any of those other organizations.
What was that, Ambassador to the United Nations, Haley? We'll defund the United Nations. Again, Ambassador to the United Nations, what is your position on the United Nations on behalf of the United States of America? Yeah, it's to defund the United Nations. Oh, but we still want to be a member so that we can veto stuff, but we'll just defund it. Say what? I mean, this is the quiet part out loud. What she's hoping is that people don't. It's just sort of this isolationist, screw everybody, far rightishness that will appeal and no one will actually maybe pay attention to the words that she's using here. But make no mistake. Yes, we'll withdraw from the Human Rights Council because what? We oppose human rights? We're now isolationist when that's clearly not an option by any reasonable measure? Of course, we won't want to rejoin the Paris Climate Accord because beyond the current violent conflicts that are occurring, it's not true that the next most existential threat to humanity is clearly climate change. So yeah, we don't want to do that either because why cooperate with anybody to solve the biggest issue collectively facing all of humanity at the time? You know, we don't want to do that. Oh, and the World Health Organization. Because perhaps aside from World War taking hold, the climate change sucking millions of people into a climate abyss, the third greatest problem would be another pandemic, wouldn't it? I mean, anybody else is apoplectic about this? So no, Nikki Haley is not a moderate Republican. No, Nikki Haley is not a viable alternative to Joe Biden should he be the nominee from the Democratic Party. Because Nikki Haley, in her very words, within the last day or two, has disavowed any responsibility that she or this country has to help address human rights abuses, to help address and cooperate to avoid World War III, doesn't really want to do anything about climate change, the next great existential threat to humanity. Oh, and yeah, the World Health Organization don't need that either because pandemics don't happen. Thank you, United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley, who now wants to defund the United Nations.
Maggie, have you considered that Nikki Haley is against human rights because she is a human wrong?
Yes, there's a hint of that, is there not? Because if you take these sorts of positions on these kinds of issues and say them with a straight face, while attempting in all other word, manner, and deed to appear reasonable, you are indeed all wrong. And in fact, you're probably a worse kind of wrong because you are a wolf in sheep's clothing. Your ideas and viewpoints are extraordinarily dangerous at an existential level, not just to Americans, but to democracy as a whole and humanity as an even bigger whole. And yet, you make quips about the size of your heels. I wish I could just click mine together three times and, you know, maybe zip myself into Oz because the place called home right now is a little spooky. Yui. How about that for mixed metaphors, everybody? It's the Mackie Dawn Show. that's not all that's gotten my hackles up while I've been gone. I just need to make this observation. Whether you're looking at the House of Representatives or the Senate, the GOP is by all measures completely disintegrating, as if it wasn't when we, you know, didn't have a speaker for a month. But here's what I just want to point out to everybody. Mike Johnson opposed the continuing resolution that was put forward to avoid the first government shutdown in October when it was put forward by then Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Now, Speaker Johnson, what did he do on Tuesday? Oh, he did the exact, the precise, no different, both procedural and substantive thing that Speaker McCarthy did, nay, a month now ago, to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow. The exact same thing. He voted against it a month ago. This tells you something. And what it tells you is that when a group of six or seven representatives can hold the United States government hostage, as Matt Gaetz clearly has said, unequivocally used the word hostage when it comes to these matters, it is not about the principles. It's not about the things that they say it's about, right? It's only ever been about the far right's performative politics, the use of power simply because you can, not to achieve any good, but to promote oneself. And in this case, inflict great harms. Now, all of a sudden, Speaker Johnson, oh, yeah, continuing resolution, we'll get around the far righters by banding together with Democrats so the government doesn't shut down. Yeah. Listen, you're not going to want to miss what I'm going to talk about next, because apparently it is Fight Club in the United States Capitol. I don't know what else to call it. Not only is Speaker Johnson flip-flopper of the year, we've got Fight Club happening in the GOP on Capitol Hill. You're not going to want to miss it. That's what I'm going to be talking about next after these important messages. And then we're going to hear from the Mad Hatters and their female compatriots tangled up in blue at the bottom of the hour here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked, everybody, and join us. 844-967-2789. Most of all about a cappella.
What's that? I mean,
perhaps at equal footing with how wonderful it sounds and how relaxing I find it, is the fact that you hear every lyric so very clearly. It's basically like anytime I'm not, you know, revved up like a deuce, like a runner in the night, I still don't know what that lyric is. But hey, if you listen to an a cappella group sing it, you will understand the lyrics because they are trained in and learn the precise diction that is required when you're singing, much like opera-trained folks are. I love that part of it. What's your favorite part of it?
It's some addicting diction, I would say, for sure.
Addicting diction. Yes, say that five times faster,
right.
Everybody.
Well, I'll try not. If I did, I might break some FCC rules, I'm afraid. So, but I would say my favorite part, I love hearing the human percussion, the beatboxing or what have you that they do to make up for not having drums and stuff. If I could do that, I would be on a whole different radio station. You know what I mean?
Oh, for real. Me too. I'd be with you.
I'm not good at the boots and cats and boots and cats yet. Not quite.
No. I hear that. Yeah. I mean, how many Pentatonix albums do you have? I have like an embarrassing amount of Pentatonix albums, and it's not just holiday music. Oi, you're not going to want to miss it. The Mad Hatters and Tangled Up in Blue, UW-Madison's men's and women a cappella group joining us shortly here on the Maggie Dawn Show. But got to talk about Fight Club on Capitol Hill before we get there. Not my pithy headline for this, the events of the day. You would think Fight Club on Capitol Hill feels like the Daily Beast, perhaps, maybe even The Hill. No, folks, that's from the New York Times, because there's just only one way to describe the craziness that happened today. Let's start out with what we don't have sound for. Apparently, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was walking past Representative Tim Burchett of Tennessee in the basement of the Capitol today. Burchett was being interviewed by a couple of reporters. Now, keep in mind, Burchett was one of the people that voted to oust McCarthy. And apparently, dear old Kevin could not keep his elbows to himself, because as he was walking past, Burchett elbowed the guy in the back, which then proceeded to degrade into Burchett basically chasing after him and calling him some name. Can you imagine this? It's worse than a middle school playground. Oh, hey, your friends are beefing with my friends, so I'm going to like push you, and then we're going to chase after each other. But it's not a third grade playground or a fifth grade playground, or even, you know, high schoolers getting into it. It's the halls of Congress. So that's thing one. And that's not where it ends, folks. I think we can just go to the tapes, because they do speak a bit for themselves, Anya. Let's take a listen. We're going to first check out what was going on in the other side of Congress today. This is in a Senate hearing, the United States Senate. And this happened.
Mr. O'Brien just said about right-to-work states versus forced work states. I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been, always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Stop it.
Is that your solution?
Every poet. No. Sit down.
Oh, you're a clown.
Sit down.
Look at you.
You know, you're a United States Senator. Sit down.
Active.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it. If we can, no, I have the mic. I'm sorry.
This is what he said.
You'll have to.
Get him, Bernie. Get him.
Okay. Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't. This is a hearing, and God knows the American people have enough of contempt for Congress. Let's not make it
like
worse.
I don't like thugs and bullies.
You have,
I don't like you, because you just described yourself.
Hold it. You have the mic. Yeah. You have time.
All right.
Make your statement.
Then let's do this, because I did challenge you, and I accepted your challenge, and you went quiet.
No, I didn't go quiet. You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
I will say exactly.
Senator Mullen, I have the mic. You have questions on any economic issues, anything that said, go for it. We're not here to talk about physical abuse.
And let me show you his hearing, because I want to expose this thug to who he is.
Could you not point at me? That's disrespectful.
All right. I don't care about respecting you at all. I don't respect you at all.
So all right, hold it. No.
You're one of the 100 of the most elite people.
Please. All right.
How many minutes are we talking about?
This is a hearing to discuss economic issues.
They're not done yet. Let's just cut it off. It goes on. That's Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma.
With a little Bernie mixed in there, trying to gavel away,
Mittens,
yes.
We got Mittens Bernie trying to get in there. His Mittens, shush, You're a senator, sir. P.S. Mark Wayne, I know you used to do MMA and you think you are a tough guy, but I don't care how tough you are. I wouldn't be threatening the Teamsters in an open hearing. It's just, I don't, just a little practical thought. We're not done yet. Last, but certainly not least, our third installment of Fight Club on Capitol Hill. It may take us into the break, so let her rip on you.
Goldman, who is Mr. Trust Fund, continue to try
reclaiming my time.
No, I'm not going to give you your time back. We can stop the clock. You all continue to, you look like a Smurf here just going around and all this stuff. Now, listen.
Mr. Chairman, you have.
I'm going to tell you something.
No, hold on. We're not on time.
We spew disinformation.
You have gone on TV and said the president did something illegal. You're doing stuff with your brother. The American people have the same questions. Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? Why should they believe you? There's a different rule for the president. There's a different rule for you. Why should they believe what you're saying, Mr. Chairman?
Just cut it off. It goes on. Goes on. It's Chairman James Comer, Republican of Kentucky, chairman of the Oversight Committee, calling a Democratic colleague on the committee a Smurf. So let's get this straight. There are blows being traded and like physical challenges being thrown down and people name calling. And it's not people. Those were Republicans doing that. All just, you know, today. It's like, and so go the days of Congress. In our next episode, we'll see if they actually start throwing punches. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. We'll have some joyfulness when we come back with the Mad Hatters and Tangled Up in Glue, the men's and women's a cappella groups from UW-Madison. Stay tuned, everybody.
Hands, touching hands. Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining. Everybody's in a play. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never forget that you can go get the Civic Media app for free from your favorite app store and then hear us crystal clear anywhere, anytime that you've got cell service. I'm super excited to be joined by the Mad Hatters and Tangled Up in Blue, the respectively men's and women's a cappella groups from UW-Madison. I was talking about just before the break that one of the things that I love about a cappella is that you articulate. There's such good diction and articulation and a texture. Text it in because I've never known what the line is from that one song, revved up like a what? And they confirmed it is Deuce, as in Deuce Coupe. I have been edified today here on the show. But welcome, Mad Hatters. Welcome, Jonah and Nathan. And welcome, Tangled Up in Bluers, Jules and Talia. So excited to have you. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves one at a time, where you're from, and how long you've been singing?
Yeah, I guess
Jonah, take it away. Yeah, go ahead. Take it away.
I'll start it off. We'll go down the line. My name's Nathan. I am from the Chicago suburbs. I'm a senior in the group. Started singing, you know, kind of like my sophomore year of high school. Never did any formal training or anything like that, any choir. And then got to UW-Madison and wanted to join an a cappella group and found the UW-Mad Hatters and been doing it since.
Awesome. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm Jonah. I am the business manager of the Mad Hatters. I'm from Brookfield, Wisconsin. So, you know, I'm from right around the area. And I've been singing since I was about 8 years old, and like, like, I don't know, was it like second grade or something? And, you know, I was in like a school play and, you know, I learned I could sing. So I've been singing since. And I joined the Mad Hatters my freshman year, same year as Nate. And it's been a great ride since.
Awesome. Welcome, Jonah. Jules, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. How you doing? Tell us about yourself.
Hi, I'm doing good. I'm so happy to be here. So yes, I'm Jules. I'm from Tangled Up in Blue Acapella. I've been singing since probably middle school. Super small, like church choir. but then I did choir all in high school. I love vocal jazz. It's my favorite. And then I joined Tangled Up in Blue my sophomore year, and I love it. It is so fun.
And tell everybody where you're from, Jules.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm also from a Chicago suburb.
Well, we got two Flatlanders. We got one Wisconsinite. It's all up to you, Talia. Are you going to tie us up with two Wisconsinites to two Illinois folks?
Unfortunately not. I'm Talia, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, so pretty far away from everyone else.
Yeah, but it's on the plus side, it's not Illinois, so we're good with that.
Yeah, there you go. I've been singing my whole life. I grew up in a very musical family, so really my whole life I used to do, like, plays and stuff, and then, yeah, once I got to college, I really wanted to do a cappella, and so I, like Jules, auditioned my sophomore year, which was last year for me, and I've just loved it ever since.
Well, wonderful. Welcome, welcome. You are here to help everyone start to get into the holiday spirits because both the Mad Hatters and Tangled Up in Blue have concerts coming up. The Mad Hatters have a concert that you can still buy tickets for through Campus Arts Ticketing or their website, madhattersuw.org. Their concert is coming up on December 9th at 2 p.m. at the University Theater's Mitchell Hall. Now, you might be saying to yourself, well, why don't they have an evening show? I'm so happy to report that the gentleman shared with me earlier today that there are no more tickets for their 7 p.m. show also on December 9th because they sold out. Congratulations, Mad Hatters. And gentlemen, tell our audience a little bit what they can expect for your show at 2 p.m. at December 9th at the University Theater. What do you have in store for everybody?
Yeah, well, it should be a fun afternoon for everyone. Like you said, it's at 2 p.m. at Mitchell Hall. And, you know, our shows kind of run about an hour and 15 minutes with a 15-minute intermission. And, you know, in there we have some skits and we have some fun shenanigans planned as well. But it really just entails a bunch of good singing and a lot of songs. And, you know, seeing that it is December 9th and close to, you know, the holidays, we will be singing some Christmas songs and some caroling as well. So if you're in the mood for that, you can definitely seek that and find that at our show at 2 o'clock.
And if you are tone deaf, please do not sing along when they sing those known and knowable holiday tunes. I got to tell you, it's the worst thing in the world when I'm in church or someplace and someone... It seems to me that everybody who's tone deaf also sings very loudly, perhaps because they perceive that they're good at the thing. It's horrifying. You heard it here. December 9th, 2 p.m., University Theater, the Mad Hatters. Go get your tickets at madhattersuw.org. Not to be outdone, of course, the Tangled Up in Blue ladies also have their December show coming up on December 1st, 7 p.m. at Music Hall. You can get their tickets from their Instagram, which is at TUIBACAPPELLA. Tell me what that is. Tweeb acapella? Am I saying that right? What?
So close. It's Twib.
Twib.
Yep.
What is Twib?
So it's just like is it an acronym, right? That's what it yeah. is. TUIB, okay. Tangled Up in Blue, Twib.
Oh, I'm really fast on the uptake here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Didn't even think of that. So Tangled Up in Blue, acapella, go get your tickets. Their Instagram, the gram is at TUIB for Tangled Up in Blue, followed by the word acapella. Thanks, ladies, for your patience with me. Tell folks what they can expect at your show on December 1st at Music Hall.
So, yeah, very similar. You're just going to see 14 girls who just love to sing all be together on stage. We have a bunch of songs to sing. We just love to be there together. We don't have as many skits going on as the Mad Hatters, but if you like music, then please come. It's just going to be a great time.
Absolutely wonderful. I love shows like this because they're so friendly to all audiences, if you catch my drift. I'm a classically trained and then did a bunch of jazz and Irish and bluegrass violin playing, right? And so played in a lot of orchestras. When you get to a certain level, those shows, those concerts are kind of heavy duty, right? But recently I've been playing with a pops orchestra, which is so wonderful because anybody can go. They'll know at least a few songs that you're playing, or in your case, singing, right? And it's of a length that you don't have to be somebody that's a music aficionado to appreciate. So, folks, everybody's welcome. Family fun. Again, Mad Hatters, December 9th, 2 p.m. University Theater. And their compatriots, the Tangled Up in Blues, December 1st at 7 p.m. at Music Hall. So I got a couple of questions for y'all before we run out of time here. Have you heard yourselves on the radio before, or is this the first time? And if it's the first time, I sure hope your parents and all your friends are listening. Have you heard yourselves on the radio before? I bet you have. You got these beautiful studio recordings.
For these three, it's their first time. I've been on the radio before.
I love it. Jonah's like, yeah, I've been singing since I was eight.
That's why Jonah's the leader. He's been on the radio before.
I've actually been on the radio before when I was younger. I was in a show that, and for some reason, like one of the guys in the show had his own radio show. So I got to be on it, which was really scary. So I feel like I'm a bit better at it now.
You absolutely are. Well, congratulations to Nate, Jules, and Talia. Does everybody have like some friends and family listening to you? I hope so.
I'm seeing
some heads nodding.
Definitely. We have people tuning in.
Hey, awesome.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to give you guys a chance to do exactly that. Why don't we go in reverse order? We'll start with Tali. You got shout outs to give. Go ahead and give them here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Mom. Hi, Melanie. Hi, Lane. Hi, everyone in Tangled Up in Blue listening. Love you all.
Yay, yay. All right. We're passing the torch over to Jules. Who do you want to shout out, Jules?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Oh, actually, Dad's probably not here yet, but hi, Mom. Hi, Twib. Love you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Jonah, who do you want to say hello to this afternoon?
Hey, Ma. Hi, Pop. And hey, Grandma. Thanks for listening.
Oh, that's so sweet. Hi, Jonah's grandma. And Nate, you close it out. Who do you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'll echo everyone. I'm just saying hi to the mom and dad and my sisters and my roommates back home as well. They're giving it a listen as well. So hi to them.
Awesome. Had to give everybody an opportunity to do a little shout out to your peeps, right? My parents listen to me on the radio sometimes too. And then I get like notes after the show about what I needed to do better. So I hope your parents would say good job. All right. I got another question for you. I am always so blown away and impressed by how multi-talented you all are, because it's not just a bunch of people standing up there in one spot singing the whole time. As the ladies were referencing, you're doing skits, but there's almost, I mean, listen, I sit on a stool and talk into a microphone and don't move around a lot, except for my lots of hand gestures, which the folks watching on YouTube and Facebook can see. But you all basically dance too while you're doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Attempt to.
I think you do a fantastic job. So who's doing the choreography? How do you figure out what you're going to do? Is there sort of a dance captain on each of your squads here?
I mean, we have a production manager that's technically supposed to be in charge of choreography, but usually it kind of, you know, we wing most of it. It's kind of just like whatever happens. A lot of our songs, we kind of just have like, it's almost like a running joke where it's like, all right, guys, on this song, let's start doing like jazz hands or something really stupid. And then, you know, to the audience, it looks perfectly choreographed. But for us, it's like, you know, we're making it up on the spot as we go.
Isn't that so much fun, right? Like, I loved the improvisation and like the covering up of mistakes and the effort to try to make it all seem seamless to the audience when, you know, oh, yeah, that will. We're just figuring this out on the fly.
It's kind of like radio in that way.
A little bit. We have we share an extemporaneous spirit. We all. We've got a caller on the line. Let's talk to Greg from Carroll University. Hey, Greg, say hi to the Tangled Up in Blues and the Mad Hatters.
Hello from Waukesha, and I know that you guys have played with other college a cappella groups. And I just want you guys to talk about, including, I believe, Carol, Pianissimo and Pio Pitches. I don't know if you, your specific group has played with them, but talk about the camaraderie of the college a cappella scene, because it's really taken, not just on TikTok, but it's really taken people, you know, by storm. The college a cappella scene is really, really great. So can you talk about the camaraderie that you have with other a cappella groups?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do a lot with the a cappella groups. We do like a lot of big hangouts with all the a cappella groups. We all are just like very close and we all support each other. Like we all get tickets to each other's concerts and we cheer each other on. So I feel like all the UW-Madison groups are like a tight-knit group of people who all just do a cappella together, which is very sweet.
Yeah, and then in regards to just doing shows with our universities, I know Jonah and myself, we have done a show. We've gone to down to South Bend and University of Notre Dame, done a show with them and University of Michigan as well. So that's been really fun. Hopefully planning to do some more shows with some other universities down the line. But you just reach out, you know, via Instagram and there's some personal connections as well that make the camaraderie a lot more seamless. But, you know,
hit them up. We want to, let me just butt in here because we want to get one more caller and Melanie's joining us. Say hi to the Mad Hatter and the Tangled Up in Blues, Melanie.
Hi, everybody. Longtime fan of the a cappella groups. I just wanted to call in and ask what everyone's favorite part of being in an a cappella group was.
So nice. We got about a minute left, everybody. So,
all right, I'll be quick.
You guys know timing.
Yeah, fun fact, that was my sister who just called in. Hey, Mel. I'm going to be like classic, but my favorite part is the people. It's such like, especially for our group, it's such a sisterhood. And I feel like this is one of the best decisions I've made simply because I've met such amazing people like throughout it. And I can just make music with people who I love so much.
Oh, so kind. Who's got the next?
Yeah, it's, you know, same thing for me. Just being with a bunch of guys that, you know, you get along with. I like to think of it almost like a fraternity, except it's like you have something other than, you know, you have something other that kind of brings you together. And I think that's really great.
That's just wonderful. Listen, my thanks to you all, Nate, Jonah, Jules, and Talia of the UW-Madison Mad Hatters and Tangled Up in Blues. Go check out their concerts December 9th at 2 p.m. Get the tickets at madhattersuw.org and the Tangled Up in Blues December 1st at 7 p.m. Instagram at TUIB Acapella. Happy holidays, everybody.
I feel good.
Hi, I'm Maggie Dawn. She's Anastasia Esther. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You just heard from the Mad Hatters and the Tangled Up in Blues, the men's and women a cappella groups from UW-Madison. Go check out their shows. So excited. I love stuff like that before we hit the holiday season. Gets me in the mood. Welcome, Terry Barr, our news anchor with the mostest, always here to drop some knowledge on everybody in our segment, Local and Overlooked. Welcome, Terry. How you been?
I'm good. Good. How about you ladies? I know you both have been super busy, but you bring such great information to the show all the time. I really enjoy listening.
Aw, thanks, Terry. So what do you have for all of our listeners there out on the Civic Media Radio Network? What is local and overlooked in Wisconsin this week?
Well, Maggie, I'm going to start with music since I thought that would be a good segue from...
Yeah. All right, we're going to put Terry on mute. We're going to ask her to call in actually on the phones if you can, Anya, just because the feed is so wonky right now. Terry, why don't you give us a call on the old dial-em-up cell phones, 844-967-2789. We want to be able to hear what Terry's saying loud and clear without all the hiccups. So, Terry, go ahead and give us a call. I'm super excited. Like, what music is Terry talking about?
We've been left with such a cliffhanger.
I know. You just can't turn the dial. You got to find out what Terry's going to share with us. I can just flesh out a wee bit more of the total chaos in Capitol Hill and in Congress today, because this, my friends, was the coup de grace, as the kiddies say, of the ridiculous fight club that went down and the complete hypocrisy of Speaker Mike Johnson in voting against the funding package in October that he then put through on Tuesday to keep the government from shutting down. When asked about all of the fisticuffs today on Capitol Hill, Speaker Mike Johnson said, "This place is a pressure cooker." He said that he hoped that the quick passage of the spending measure, followed by a week away from Washington, would do his party good. Quote, "This will allow everybody to go home for a couple of days for Thanksgiving and cool off," end quote. Who's this guy? Being in Congress is a pressure cooker? You don't say, Mike. Thanks much. And let's not continue to do government business. Why don't everybody go home so that you can actually find your maturity and behave like an adult when you're in hearings on Capitol Hill? Wow. I think, do we have Terry back? Wonderful. Thanks for joining on the phone, Terry. What's local and overlooked in Wisconsin this week?
Oh, my dear, we're going old school today, aren't we? Okay, well, I have some music, as I was trying to tell you when the whole signal just kind of went away. I wanted to tie it in because, oh, it was so great to hear what you just had on before this. But what if you couldn't make your music? This is what happened. A high school student in Baraboo is in really big trouble tonight after officials say he stole another student's guitar and smashed it to pieces in the bathroom. This also upset those in the Baraboo Music Department who say this budding musician brought his own rather expensive guitar to school to be able to practice with the band for holiday concerts ahead. We don't know yet what the student accused of smashing the guitar is facing. I do understand he admitted he did it, but isn't saying why. But I want to also mention, Maggie, a wonderful guitar shop owner is stepping forward to get that guitar fixed for that student. You know, to some people, it may not sound like a huge deal, but to somebody who wants to be a musician and this is their way of being involved in high school, it's huge. Really, really not a good thing to have happen.
I am so shocked by that as a musician myself. If someone would have done that to my violin when I was in high school, it was like a part of me. Instruments are very particular to the musician. It often takes a long time to select one, especially if it's a pricey instrument. That is just devastating. This happened in Baraboo?
Yes, they have had issues like this in the past, but it's gotten pretty quiet in, I want to say, recent months. But to have this happen again and that it became, you know, something that the entire community stepped forward and said, this is not okay. You know, let's not bury this. This is not okay. Everybody needs to know about this. Again, you know, we kind of look at this because it hasn't hit the headlines. So we've got it here on the Maggie Dawn Show first.
Wow. What you mentioned, Terry, when you were explaining all this, that things like this have happened before. What are these other things? What is in the water in Baraboo?
Well, that's what people often talk about after other things happen. One of the more recent ones, there's been some bullying, and school administrators know about it but haven't done anything about it until, again, the community has to step forward and say, this is not okay in our city, in our community, in our school district. It's probably not okay anywhere else either, so why should this be okay here? So we haven't heard much lately, but then with the guitar-breaking incident, I just thought, I'm going to bring this back up with you and just let everybody know that at least we've got a better ending this time. The kid is going to be able to play, but hopefully it opens people's eyes to just know this is not the kind of situation you want happening. I do have one more story if we have time.
You got just a smidge, about a minute, so go for it, Terry. Okay. What else is local and overlooked?
Let's talk about a local business and pies. almost Thanksgiving. It's, of course, a holiday when we love our pies. Okay, so here's Donnie Stoik. He's the owner of Main Street Cafe in Bloomer. Donnie, how many pies do you make and sell? Let's hear what he says.
Every year, we are on the average of about 150,000 pies we sell. The taste, the flavor. We use real Wisconsin dairy products. We've always been famous for that, for using Wisconsin dairy products. And so we take pride in that. And we also have free ice cream on the slice of the pie. When you buy a slice of pie, the ice cream is free. It's good promotion for Wisconsin dairy products. It's good promotion for us. I guess, I don't know, it's the horn I like to toot, though.
So he's tooting his horn. 150,000 pies sold every year out of a cafe in Bloomer where there's only 3,000 people. So that's a
wonderful
news story.
Thanks so much, Terry. That's it for the Maggie Dawn Show
you.
On this Thursday. Keeping Southeast Wisconsin.